Amen. Praise the Lord for being here today. Amen. God is good. Amen. He is so wonderful. He is so worthy to be praised. I just came in, and first of all, I want to just thank my pastor for giving me the opportunity to stand before God's people and just to tell how good God has been and what God is doing in his life. And I know a little something about when they tell you, well, you think you can drive, but you just got to just sit there and be still. And I wanted to drive my car so bad when I got out the hospital and couldn't do nothing. And then the wife said, you done moved your truck, ain't you? I said, well, yeah. Then I had to tell myself that because I just couldn't sit there and not drive when I know I could drive, but got to be obedient and do what God said to do. And to our choir, you've been doing a wonderful job. And I'm just going to try to stay focused on what I'm supposed to do. Just read up what I'm supposed to read, preach, and sit on down. But the choir has just been so good. And I just want to say, sitting there on the sideline, and it says, payday is coming after a while. And I done worked all week long, but you know what? Payday is coming. And when you done served the Lord for so long, you just think about, you get so tired. But guess what? Payday is coming after a while. And if I can trust in Serta, that I work all week long and just say, well, you know what? Just pay me next week. I'm good with that. I trust that on Friday, my paycheck is going to be in the bank. If I can trust the company I work for, Serta, I can trust in God. That guess what? Payday is coming after a while. And that is just so good to know. And then I'm sitting there, and I just got to tell her. I wasn't going to say nothing. But I got to say it, that we serve an awesome God. And then it says, and I got this is going to be my next sermon. He's the Lion and the Lamb. When she said that part right there, I said, oh my God. He's the Lion and the Lamb. He can be so meek and so lowly, but if you get out of line and you mess with his anointed man or his anointed woman of God, he'll tear you up. He can be the Lion. And you just put it in the hands of God. And how do you be both the Lion and the Lamb? You can be so meek and so lowly, but you can also just tear up the forest if you need to. I just cannot comprehend that. How great is our God. And the Lord, I don't know why, but came in today and he says that, he told me that, and I want you all to know, and I don't know who this is for, but I know it's for me and somebody else. The devil is already defeated. He is already defeated. He can try whatever he want to try. He can use different things against you and hold them up against you. But guess what? He has already been defeated. So whatever he has planned for you, just bring it on. Because it will not prosper. For this too shall pass. This too will pass. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for today. Father God, we just thank you and honor you as being God. And beside thee, there is no other. Father God, open up our eyes, touch our heart, touch our mind and our soul, that everything that we have, we give it back to you. For God, you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Father God, I give you all honor. I give you all the praise. And I give you all the worship. For there is none like you in all the earth. There's nobody like you that can do what you do. And for that, we give you praise. Father God, touch our families, touch our kids, touch our loved ones, touch our enemies, touch those that despisefully try to use us. Do not let them get the glory, Lord. Father God, you are worthy to be praised. Father God, we do all of these things and say all of these things in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, who died that we may have the right to the tree of life. In Jesus' name we pray and we say, amen. Amen. The scripture reading has already been read for you today. And listen, I just want to just say this one more thing. This is a story that we've heard, and I have heard myself since, 40-some years. I've read this story a million times. But I want you to just forget about what you've already always thought and see what the Word of God has to say to you, that He will change your opinion on what you see here in this story. So whatever you think you know about this passage of scripture about the prodigal son, let it go and let God work with you. The scripture reading has already been read before. I want to thank you for that. And what I want to do now is for you to turn your Bibles to Luke. Luke the 15th chapter. My phone not working. The 18th and the 19th, amen, verse. And you may stay seated. You can remain seated and down in the presence of God. And it reads, I'll get up and go to my Father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired workers. Amen. Amen. Make me like one of your hired servants. See, many of us today, we done been heard this before. Confession is good for the soul. If I just confess, but listen, admitting failure is very difficult. Confession and coming clean when we are at fault is not an easy task for us to do. I'm sure many of us here today have a similar story of not telling the whole truth. You're just going to tell just a half truth or just a little white lie. Okay? But honestly, we probably have all numerous stories of times we wish we would have just told the truth. But instead, we try to cover it up in one way or another. But see, confession is the process of recognizing of sin, the recognition of sin, turning from it and experiencing the forgiveness of God. Yes, sir. Having a regular practice of searching our lives and coming into the light can cultivate a life full of grace and mercy as we rise from the ashes of past sins and poor decision making in our lives. Yes, sir. Thankfully, the stories are different, or they have a different look at it when God gets involved. Yeah, man. Yeah. With God, we are promised forgiveness, when we confess our sins and come clean to Him and to others. And when we bring ourselves into the light, we're able to live free, unburdened or hindered by the sin that has so easily entangles us and snares us. We can run the race set before us. Confession is the fourth topic of our 6 weeks together of our journey from the ashes, embracing the full life of God series. Obviously, we all know that Jesus led a sinless life, so we won't see here any specific examples of his life, including sin. However, it is because of Jesus' sinless life and his humble sacrifice that we can experience and understand forgiveness of the Father, our Father, for our own sin. As talked about in week one, we are not broken beyond repair.
Yes,
okay? You may be broken, you may be tired, you might have been beat down, but you can be repaired. See, Jesus is the reason we can confess and experience complete forgiveness in our lives.
Yes, sir.
He is the only reason.
Yes, sir.
The divine forgiveness is truly amazing grace and is such a different response to our wrongdoing that many of us here grew up experiencing. Our teaching today is to follow up on the story of an arrogant son and his journey from the ash heap, back to the arms of his loving Father. And like I said, whatever you think you know about this experience, forget it right now. First of all, we squander it all away. This story is where most of our stories begin. We are convinced we know how to run our own lives better than our Creator.
Say that.
We think we know what's best for us, so we're going to do what we want to do.
Yeah.
So we take all that He has given us and we waste it all away, living however we want to. A bad decision after a bad decision. After a bad decision,
yes,
after a bad decision.
Yes, sir.
But in Luke, the 15th chapter, and 11th and the 13th verse, Jesus says, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of my estate. So he divided his property. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off, and then he set off in a distant country where he squandered his wealth and everything that he had in wild living. The word wild living is the only time that you would see it in the New Testament. It describes he gonna live a good life. He gonna be balling. He gonna do what he wanna do. You know, he got money. Money is not an issue. Now, if you tell us you got some money, it might burn a hole in your pocket. You know, he was just doing what he wanted to do, living wild. But it might seem like it was the right thing to do for the time. So it ain't like he was using somebody else's money. He was using his own money.
Yeah.
He ain't broke no law. He wasn't trying to get over on anybody or do anything wrong. He just did what he was supposed to do, what he thought he could do. But eventually money runs out. The parties come to an end and the nerves wear thin. It is at this point he realized he squandered it all. In the words of prophet, we are all like sheep. We've all gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way and do what we want to do. So what has God given you? And you felt like, you know what? I got the gift of singing, but I done squandered it all away. I got the gift of prophesy, but I squandered it all away. I got the gift of teaching, but I squandered it all away. Thankfully, that is not the end of the prodigal story, nor is it the end of yours. Okay? You are no longer worthy. It says, after he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country. And he began to be in need. So he went out and hired himself out to be a citizen of that country, who sent him to the fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants.'" So he got up and went back to his father. See, there needs to be a time in each of our lives where we are simply, where we simply come to our sense and realize that our life will never be what we meant to be if we are away from our father. It is time to go back home. In the story that we read here today, here it is that the hired servant had to get a job out there in the city. And then it says he had to fill his stomach. In other words, he was hungry. And that started to look good to him because there wasn't nothing on his belly. Okay? So the thing is that when will you reach to the point where you got to say, well, you know what? My Father in heaven has houses, has cattle. He has everything that I want. It's time to go back home to be with the Father. I don't need to be out here doing what I'm doing. It's time to get up and come to our senses and go back home. But the good news is we are able to make decisions to head home at any time. Some of us simply have come to the end of our worth and realized that in Christ alone we are found. Worthy by the Father, not based upon anything that we can or cannot do, but based upon the finished work of Christ on the cross. As the boy reaches his end, look at his confession. "Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you." Yes. Not only just his father did he realize it, he wasn't being obedient to the word of God anymore. Yes. So he sinned against heaven and he sinned against his father. So you may have done something wrong, or that you might not be ashamed, that you might feel like you're ashamed of, but you ain't living up to what God has in store for you. Yes, you squandered everything away, and you're too embarrassed to come back home. Yes. But it's time that we come back to our senses and realize that we serve a true and living God. Yes. A God that will look past our faults, and he sees our needs. I'm getting ahead of myself. Amen. But now it says that we are alive again. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and let's celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and now he is alive again. He was lost, but now he is found." So they began to celebrate.
Yes, sir.
Like I said before, let me slow down. One of the biggest scenes of compassion in this entire Bible is the young son reaches bottom and begins to head back home. But even while he was still a long way off from home, his father sees him and he runs out to meet him. You can almost hear the son's muffled apology coming through the sound of his father's warm embrace and smothering kisses. The younger man's humility and his confession and his willingness to return home after having lost everything says a lot about his true character. Yes, he was physically starved. And yes, he was in a foreign land. And yes, he had nothing to show for the time that he was gone. But there at rock bottom, when he couldn't go nowhere else, what really mattered became clear to him. The abundance of food, mercy, compassion, and warmth. In other words, his father's house was calling him, because everything that he needed was at his father's house.
Yes, sir.
But how many of us need to humble ourselves this morning, confess our sins against God and others, and return back to the Father? You know that you are not where you're supposed to be at.
Yeah.
You don't hit rock bottom. You can't get no lower than what you already are. And it's time to go back home.
Yeah.
I think you think you're going to outweigh or outlast what God has. But God has a house for you. He has a place for you. He has forgiveness for you. Because he do not see you. He sees the blood of Christ. But I have a question I want to ask. What is keeping you from the Father? Is it past hurts? You just hurt and you just can't get past it. You think something's done happened. And you just think, well, he ain't never going to forgive me. And you're not going to come back home. Is it unmet expectations? You know what? Since you've been alive, since you've been living, you just know that there is something greater in you. And you might have felt like you ain't been able to measure up. Or that you haven't been who you were created to be. And you don't want to go back to the Father and say, "I know I done wrong. I know I'm not the man or the woman that you created me to be." So you just going to just keep on living the way you live it. Maybe it's unforgiveness. Maybe it's anger. I heard people say, the Lord has taken so-and-so away from me. And I just got to stop. I'm mad at him. I'm angry with God for what he has done. He took my job away. He took my loved one away. He took something that was very close to me. I'm not never going to go back to God again. It might be the church. You might think, well, the church done did something to you. You're just angry at the world. And you say, for that, I'm never going to do it. I'm never going to come back home again. But what is keeping you from the Father today? What can be confessed? What can you say that you are sorry for, that you was wrong? What can you repent of that you may have done? And you need to ask for God for forgiveness. What can you be healed today? Because he is a healer. What do you need to confess today and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I should not have done that. James 5 and 16 says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man, of a righteous person, is powerful and is very effective. Yes, sir. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we just love you. And God, today, I confess that I have made decisions and done things that have broken my relationship to you and to others. Father, I've sinned against you and my earthly father, and I know that it is not right in your sight. Father, forgive me for the mistakes that I have made. Father God, free me from all shame and all guilt, that I may walk in the newness of life that you offer me through your Son. Father God, because I realize the only way that I can make it to heaven is through your Son to get back to you. Father God, heal me of all transgressions. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. May my life be open and very transparent before you. And Father God, I'm asking for your help, that I be the person that you have made me to be. Forgive me, Lord. Help me with my confession and help me to return to you in every area of my life. For Father God, you know the plans that you have for me. Plans to prosper me. Plans to do me no wrong. Father God, I do not want to hit rock bottom. I don't want to be out there living with the pigs and doing everything that's not pleasing to you. Father God, you gave me all. Let me just be able to keep it and to serve you and not waste it all away on riotous living, but serve you in everything that I do. In Jesus' holy and his righteous name, we pray and we say, amen. Amen. Listen, I don't know where you at right now. You might be like this son, the prodigal son. You might have asked for your inheritance. You might have just be out there doing what you want to do. But you need to come back home. Home is where it's at. Come and get you a home-cooked meal. You're eating good. You got a bed to sleep in. Amen. Come back to the Father. He's waiting for you. But you got to come to your senses and say, this is not for me. So wherever you are right now, come back home. And it's easy to do. Only thing the Father's going to do, he's doing it right now. He is knocking at the door of your heart. He's ready to come in, but first you got to get up and come to the door and answer the door. So if there is one today that will give their life to Christ and say, you know what? I'm coming back home. Whether it might be of a letter, whether it might be baptism, or you just want to just come back home. Come on back home. Come back to family. We're here waiting for you. Amen. To our audience on the camera right now, if you want to come back home, tell the Lord that you are ready. That you are ready. What is keeping you from the Father? It's time to let it go and get rid of it. Come back home. Amen. Come back home. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. Amen. We're not going to end with a song today. Amen. I want to, but I'm not going to do it. Amen. All minds on Jesus. Amen. Let us all stand, please. Amen. Keep on praying for me. Amen. I don't know if this is true or not. I got to call somebody to find out. But rumor has it that on March the 27th, in less than a week, somebody going to be 53 years old. Amen. I'll be 53 if God's willing. Amen. So God is still doing some marvelous things in my life. Amen. I'm going to be working day shift. I got to get my schedule back together. But God is doing wonderful things in my life. Amen. He's doing some wonderful things. So with your arms raised up, receiving a blessing from God. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Let everyone say amen. 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 Amen.